The Dreaming Void by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2007 by Peter F. Hamilton. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter F. Hamilton and Anthony Gardner Literary, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The starship CNE Karagana slipped down out of a night sky, its grey and scarlet hull illuminated by the pale iridescence of the massive ion storms that beset space for light-years in every direction. Beneath the deep space vessel, Centurion Station formed a twinkling crescent of light on the dusty rock surface of its never-named planet. Crew and passengers viewed the enclave of habitation with a shared sensation of relief. Even with the hyperdrive powering them along at 15 light-years an hour, it had taken 83 days to reach Centurion Station from the Greater Commonwealth. This was about as far as any human travelled in the mid-34th century, certainly on a regular basis. From his couch in the main lounge, Inigo studied the approaching alien landscape with detached interest. What he was seeing was exactly what the briefing files had projected months earlier, a monotonous plain of ancient lava rippled with shallow gullies that led nowhere. The thin argon atmosphere stirred the sand in short-lived flurries, chasing wispy swirls from one dune to another. It was the station that claimed his real attention. Now they were only 20 kilometers from the ground, and the lights began to resolve into distinct shapes. Inigo easily could pick out the big garden dome at the center of the human section on the northernmost segment of the inhabited crescent, a lambent emerald circle, playing hub to a dozen black transport tubes.